This is Wade Matthew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Public pensions and institutional investors like Fidelity have pulled nearly $2 billion from billionaire Kenneth Fisher's investments, which is based near Portland, Oregon, and has 3,500 employees, after he compared getting investors to the same barroom approach of getting into a woman's pants. Previously, he's called Abraham Lincoln one of our worst presidents for not negotiating with the southern states on slavery. Home Affairs Ministry in India, releasing its hate crimes report a year late, said that data for new categories on crimes against journalists, human rights violations by security forces, and attacks by cow vigilantes, among others, had been withheld because it was unreliable and prone to misinterpretation, leading to accusations of a cover-up. The FDA warns that women considering surgery to receive breast implants should be warned of the serious risk of health complications, including fatigue, joint pain, and the possibility of a rare type of cancer. 30 conservative Republican congressmen, led by Florida's Matt Gaetz and Louisiana's Steve Scalise, stormed a secure congressional conference room where testimony was being taken by the committee investigating Trump impeachment, taking prohibited cell phone pictures and disrupting testimony for hours in a powerless display of their inability to stop the process. Democratic senators are asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Amazon over concerns the company ignored security warnings about a vulnerability that enabled the hack of Capital One customer data in one of the biggest ever heists of such banking records. An office formed by President Trump to protect whistleblowers in the Department of Veterans Affairs will instead use the stifle claims and retaliate against those trying to expose problems at the agency, according to an Inspector General report. A court sentenced 16 people to death this week for the murder of an 18-year-old woman in Bangladesh who was brazen enough to speak up about the fact that the school's principal touched her inappropriately. After a 24-hour gap in vote reporting, Bolivia's President Evo Morales claims victory for his fourth term with a 10% advantage, not requiring a runoff. There are opposition protests in La Paz, the capital. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.